right, so we're diving deep today.
Deep.
Into the No Agenda News newsletter.
Okay.
From April 2nd, 2025. And this one's a real grab bag, huh?
Yeah, it's all over the place.
We've got Elon Musk, George Soros, even Cory Booker makes an appearance.
Right, right.
And of course, the never-ending saga of keeping the No Agenda show afloat.
Oh.
So where do we even begin with this? What's the through line here? I mean,
well, I think the through line is less about a single narrative and more about seeing how these seemingly random events might connect for the audience. You know, it's like they're saying, hey, look at all this stuff. What do you make of it?
Right, right. Kind of like a connect the dots puzzle.
Exactly.
But instead of a picture,
you get a worldview.
Maybe, yeah. Or at least a glimpse into how the newsletter folks see the world.
That's a good way to put it.
So let's start with Elon Musk. The newsletter suggests he might be backing off from DOGE a little. What's the thinking there?
Well, they seem to be linking it to the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Remember that one?
Vaguely.
Yeah, well, the newsletter says Musk probably wanted to influence the outcome there.
Right.
But a left-leaning George Soros-backed candidate kicked ass.
Wow.
Direct quote.
Yeah. No, I got that. It's pretty strong language. So they're saying Musk failed to swing the election, and now he's souring on DOGE.
That's the gist, yeah. And they also point out this interesting contrast between the reaction to Soros funding the judge and any criticism Musk gets.
Yeah, what's up with that?
It's like the newsletter is saying there's this double standard.
Oh, I see.
Where Soros gets a pass while Musk is constantly under fire.
And they blame the media for this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Downplaying Soros is how they put it, while simultaneously turning up the heat on Musk.
So it's all a media conspiracy? That's a bold claim.
Right.
And it doesn't stop there, does it? The Soros thing, I mean.
Nope. The newsletter goes on to say that Soros's involvement in local elections
all over the country
is
directly contributing to this crime wave and threats to public safety.
Whoa. Hold on. That's a pretty big jump, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, connecting local political funding to a nationwide crime wave,
it's a bit simplistic, to say the least.
Yeah, and I'd be curious to see what evidence they have to support that.
Me too. It almost feels like they're trying to stir up fear, you know?
It's definitely a strong statement.
Okay, then there's this bit about Musk visiting CIA headquarters. It almost feels like an afterthought.
Yeah, like a little side note tucked in there. Photo ops and tour of the souvenir shop.
Even mentions a challenge coin.
Right. Like, what's the significance of that? Are they implying something?
I don't know. But they do say all this stuff. The election, the media reaction, the CIA visit is fodder for their next show.
Which makes you think they see it as all connected somehow, right? Yeah, like there's some grand narrative they're building. Okay, enough about Musk for now. Let's move on to Cory Booker and his marathon speech. 24 hours and 20 minutes. That's insane. And the newsletter makes it clear this wasn't a filibuster. Right.
They actually say it was not a filibuster for a bill he wanted stopped or anything practical.
Okay, so what was the point?
Well, according to the newsletter, it was only to break the 1952 record for longest speech.
So just for bragging rights. I mean,
that's what they're suggesting.
And then there's this whole
gross
theory about how he pulled it off physically.
Yeah, the catheter thing.
It's a pretty wild accusation, isn't it?
It is, especially since they present it as a theory without any real evidence.
And the whole point of order thing as a signal. Come on. It feels like they're just trying to paint him in a negative light.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to make of that. It definitely seems like a stretch.
Okay, let's shift gears again. The last part of the newsletter is all about the No Agenda show itself and how listeners can support it. This seems to be a recurring theme.
It is. They dedicate a good chunk of every issue to fundraising.
So what's on the menu this time?
Well, first up, it's John's birthday week. He's turning 73.
Ah, the classic birthday donation request.
Exactly. $73 for a call out from John himself.
Always a tempting offer.
Then there's the Commodore status.
Right, for the more dedicated fans.
Yeah, it comes with a birthday wish for John, and you get to be an executive producer. They call it a threefer.
Sounds like a good deal.
And, of course, there's the V4V option.
Value for value.
Yeah.
That's their bread and butter, right?
Absolutely. They emphasize that any amount helps, and they make it super easy to donate with PayPal and Stripe, even Apple Pay on iPhones.
Very convenient. They've really streamlined the process.
They have. They even mentioned the executive producer thing again with a forever credit. And for the old school folks, they still accept checks.
Checks. Who uses checks anymore?
Apparently, some people still do. They even accept non-USA checks in foreign currency.
Wow, they're really catering to everyone.
They are. And then there are the recurring donation options. Lots of choices there.
Let's hear him.
Well, the lucky $33.33 a month seems to be the favorite now. They say it's surpassed the $11.11 month. Then there are other lucky numbers. A $4 a week or 75 cents an hour subscription, a $50 a month knighthood layaway for 20 months, and even an open donation where you can set your own amount.
So they've got something for every budget.
Exactly. And they wrap it all up by emphasizing their independence. Your true independent media is how they put it.
Because they're listener funded.
Precisely. Not owned by a large corporation nor beholden to advertisers. That's their big selling
No
point.
corporate overlords, just the will of the people.
And they end with a reminder to send those checks, just in case you forgot.
Well, there you have it, our deep dive into the April 2nd, 2025 No Agenda News newsletter. We covered a lot of ground today, from Elon Musk's potential DOGE disillusionment to George Soros's alleged influence on crime, Cory Booker's epic speech, and of course, the No Agenda Show's ongoing quest for listener support. It's a wild ride for sure.
It is. And it makes you think, doesn't it, about how information is presented, how narratives are shaped, and who benefits from all of it.
Right. Is it all just noise or is there something more going on here? That's the question we're left with.
And it's a question worth asking.
Indeed. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See them.
And remember, think and act locally. If you find value in our show, please support us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Link in show notes.
That's right.
We appreciate your support.
We couldn't do it without you.
All right, that's it for today.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.